Well, you know, personally, I can buy all of that. I really can, to a point. However, even science believes that something cannot come from nothing. Therefore, science says that all the mass in this universe, every speck of dust, all the big red giants and white dwarf stars came from a mass the size of a pinhead. Just try to get your mind around that for a minute. So if we can, if you'll take a journey with me back 14 billion years, plus or minus a few, who's counting, right? We have this mass the size of the head of a pin sitting here. Can you see it? Right there? Can you see it? All right. First service, I walked through it, and it kind of was scary. I was worried there for a minute. Or here's a who. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you need to think about this. Here's this mass the size of a pinhead and absolute nothingness outside of that. No light, nothing. No dust, nothing outside of that pinhead. That's hard to picture, isn't it? Now, they say what began this journey outward, this Big Bang theory, was this mass exploded and began stars or mass on an outward journey from that point. Well, what is that great law? It goes something like this. When something is in motion, it remains in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. When something is in motion, it remains in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. Boy, I know, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Some great scientist wrote that down. I know I didn't think of it myself, Kevin. But, you know, the interesting thing is the reverse of that is also true. And I always like to look at things and flip a coin, so to speak, and look at the back of it. So if something is sitting there and nothing exists outside of that, nothing would happen unless it is acted upon by some outside force. You follow my logic there? All right. So everything requires a cause, right? Science says that. Everything requires a cause. So my point is this, which I already popped it up there without meaning to. If you believe that the universe just popped into being with nothing to start that reaction, nothing to start that reaction, with nothing directing the physical laws, you have a tremendous amount of faith in happenstance. In happenstance. You see, the Bible doesn't claim to be a science book, but it does very clearly state that in the beginning, come on, say it with me, God created the heavens and the earth. Could there have been an initial Big Bang? Sure. I don't have a problem with that. However, I believe that God was that first cause. Maybe he just sat there and did that. I mean, who knows? I believe God was that first cause. God brought about that initial Big Bang. God is the designer, the architect, and the engineer. Okay, do we follow that so far? Kind of, sort of? All right. So we move to, where is God? So where is this designer or architect or engineer? You see, God is nearer to you than you can possibly imagine. You see, you and I are no different than Adam and Eve, the first created human beings that Genesis talks about. After they disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, they experienced fear, guilt, and alienation from God. Does any of those feel familiar to you? Fear, guilt, alienation. And they felt it, though, for the first time in their lives. Genesis 3 tells us that they ran and hid themselves from the presence of God. God came looking for them, but they were hiding in the trees, afraid to speak to him. You see, this is a couple that was used to having conversations like I would with Diane, except it was with God.